This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, even the cleanest of houses have a little bit of dust. Have you looked around your house lately?
For dust?
Yeah.
No. Why would I want to look for dust?
Did you ever think that analyzing that dust would say something about you?
Like under a microscope and analyzing?
I guess so, because it's probably got like your skin cells and stuff in it.
Well, I must have rabbits living in my house because I got dust bunnies everywhere. The hardwood floors really show your dust and dirt.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, I look under the bed and I'm like, where did that come from? I just cleaned it last week because it drives me crazy.
You need to get what we have.
What?
A Roomba.
Yeah?
The Roomba just goes and does it while you're out and then come home and it's ate all the dust bunnies.
Yeah.
Except sometimes it gets stuck on things.
Yeah.
But most of the time it does its thing and goes back to its cage.
Yeah. Or if like under your bed, you could just like put stuff there.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
There you go.
That's true, yeah. And the dust could collect on that.
Yeah, you just pull it out and
Well, they had people send in dust samples from their homes across the United States as part of a citizens science project.
Awesome.
It's called The Wildlife of Our Homes.
Oh, boy.
Scientists analyzed the samples and discovered 9,000 unique microbes, with an average of about 7,000 being bacterial. Now, there also were some insect parts in there. Some pollen, some dead animal cells, Tom. You mentioned cells, dead cells. Drywall powder, carpet fibers, and soil particles. But don't let that freak you out.
It didn't.
Okay. But they went on and said most of the organisms are completely beneficial for our well-being.
I would say the drywall dust is not, but
besides
I bet that's
that,
a huge factor in a lot of homes,
but
especially newer ones.
The top things your dust will give away is whether you have a cat or dog that lives in your home.
Okay.
And even if the home is inhabited primarily by a man or a woman.
Wow.
That seems fairly obvious to me. I mean, you know that cats and dogs are going to be creating a lot of the hair samples anyway.
Shedding.
Okay.
And then whether it's a man or a woman, I think will be pretty apparent by all kinds of different powders and dust that you would find.
Well, some bacteria, they say, are more common with women and some obviously more common with men. And so that tells a lot about you. So your dust can share a lot of information about who you are.
Don't let anybody have your dust.
Okay. And between 75% and 90% of the dust in your house is from you and your family's dead skin cells as well.
Which is what I originally said.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they tell us our dead skin cells are all over our beds and everywhere else, so it's no big surprise.
That you're going to see it in your dust, too.
Well, sure. I mean, anytime you do anything in your bed, they're flopping in the air.
Yeah, you know, sometimes when the sun catches it just right, you see all the particles in the air. It's almost beautiful. You're almost mesmerized by it for a second. And then you're realizing, that's just gross.
What is
it's
it?
It's nasty.
You can breathe it.
I'm imagining Hawk staring at the dust particles in his house.
Mesmerized.
I like to run through it.
And then that's what boogers are, too. It's just a bunch of dust that's collected in your nose.
That's not entirely true
at
all. It's a lot of snot,
there's
too.
There's some mucus, too. There's some mucus.
I went to the website. They said they've recruited over 1,400 citizen scientists, and they're no longer seeking new participants. So if you would like to send your dust in, it's too late.
Well, that's a shame.
But they encourage you to explore the data and learn about the early results that they have generated from the largest home microbiome study in the world.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So I guess this is a big deal.
Well, when you can take some of your dust, like I could under my couch or bed, and you could put it like in a cage and feed it.
Oh, no.
You need to clean your house more often.
It grows.
Yeah. One of my little dust bunnies had a little wheel. It was going around.
I'm going to be honest. I'm a little sad I didn't get to participate in this.
Are you?
Because now the people who sent in their dust samples get to answer more questions to help them figure stuff out.
Okay.
Like it says, they've got hypothesis number one is that your home's physical characteristics may influence the microbial communities found inside of it. So you send in questions or answers, I guess, to how the home is constructed, whether it's one story, two story, whether it's like made of drywall or it's plaster. So you get to send in more information for them to decide other things about it.
They can figure out if you have a three-level house or a, you know, ranch style.
Well, not so much they figure it out as they figure out if that causes certain things to happen.
Oh.
It's like around my house, I live on top of an ice cream shop. So I think the waffle cone and everything going on downstairs would affect my environment upstairs.
Your dust probably tastes good.
I don't know. I'll bring some in.
Yeah, lick it. I have
plenty
of it.
Put
mine in a waffle cone.
Yeah, scoop it up.
Yeah.
Mix in some other good things.
Two scoops.
Oh, sprinkles.
Yeah.
Changes everything.